verses in the Quran that seem to say that Allah is unfair. It's as if Allah Himself is saying that He's unfair. That's what they seem like. We look at certain verses of the Quran, if they don't seem like they make sense, what we have to do is look at other verses of the Quran to help us understand these verses better. The Quran itself tells us this. Imam Ali alayhi salam himself tells us this. In the Quran, لَيُصَدِّقْ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْدًا. Some of the Quran helps out in understanding other verses of the Quran, supports other parts of the Quran. It's only up to us to have that necessary acquaintance and familiarity with the Quran to be able to not get stuck in the details. If we don't have the credentials for that, we have qualified scholars for that who spent their lives on the Quran.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
I'm gonna fill the hellfire up. Since I made this promise, I'm not gonna give every soul its guidance. Well, this is a problem. What do I do? I'm gonna try to find an answer to this. But what if I can't? You always have the bunkers to fall back on. كَذَلِكَ يُضِلُّ اللَّهِ. This is how Allah guides and misguides. He puts that test that He had promised you He's going to put in front of you, He puts it in front of you. That will cause your decline or your rise. We have another verse now.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا.
Indeed, Allah is not ashamed to draw a parable, whether it is that of a gnat, mosquito, or something above it. The verse goes on.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا.
As for those who have faith, they know it is the truth from their Lord. And as for the faithless, they say, what does Allah mean by this parable? In other words, they're mocking again.
يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ.
It goes on to say, thereby He leads many astray. Through this, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Those with weak iman will fall. Those who lack iman will fall. So how does it work? What do we say about Abu al-Fadl Abbas? As-salamu alayk, ayyuha al-abdu al-salih. Peace and salutations upon you, O righteous servant of Allah. Says, I have promised to put the jinn and the humans all in the hellfire. What does it mean? Well, this verse is saying he's not. This verse is saying that he does not misguide and put. So wait, how do you reconcile? This is the job of an alim, a mufassir. It's up to them. And that's where all this whole concept of marja'iyyah comes in.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِ إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ.
The faithless say, why has not some sign been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, indeed Allah leads astray whomever He wishes and guides to Himself those who turn to Him. That means if I want it for those who turn to me, who do I not want it for? Those who turn away from me. Very simple. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not ponder? Please reflect on the Qur'an. Yes, you have to put verses next to each other. The Quran itself says, I am mutashabihan mathani. My verses are similar to each other. Put them together. Mathani, they support each other. They define each other. Put them together. Another verse.
ثم كان عاقبة الذين ساءوا السوء أن كذبوا بآيات الله وكانوا بها يستهزئون.
The fate of those who committed misdeeds was that they denied the signs of Allah and they used to deride them. Some people say, if I'm not a true abd, if I, you know, it's one night, you know, what harm can it do? It's harmless, so on and so forth, and they do sins. The fate of them was that they eventually denied the signs of Allah. If you drop a stone, is it going to fall or not? Cause dropping stone, effect stone falling. cause turning 100% away from Allah.
Effect. Okay, you've turned away from Allah. It's over.
The chain of causes and effects. Allah says, okay, I let you know that this is the cause for this effect. I let you know. I sent my prophets, etc. But that's the test. He wants to see how submissive. Ibadah without submission? No good. Being submissive in some parts of religion, in other parts of religion, no good. Yes, some things we have different interpretations of, but that's what the ulama, when they tell